and gentlemen, and welcome to the Early Days Podcast, the show about the hustle, the excitement, the doubts, the successes, the failures, the ups and downs of building a business from scratch. My name is Marin Gerov, and with my co-founder Julian Samardzijev, we interview fellow entrepreneurs about their experience of starting businesses. As we are building our own apparel company and documenting our early days, we wanted to go behind the scenes with other entrepreneurs and find out what their early days, weeks, months, and years were like. Our guest today is Ryan Hayborn, the creator of Insta.com, a service that helps you to promote your business. Insta takes the stress out of marketing by promoting your business on 125 media outlets and directories for you. The whole process is really quick and simple. You should check it out. In our conversation, we learn the origin story of Insta, Ryan's career as a builder and programmer, hustling at a young age, jailbreaking phones, using niche communities like Reddit and Product Hunt to grow a business, and much more. Now, without further ado, let's get into the show with Ryan Hayborn from Insta.com.
My name is Ryan. I'm 18. I'm an entrepreneur slash founder. I run Insta.com at the moment, which is a marketing agency or service for businesses and startups. And what we do essentially is take a business or a startup and we blast them across a bunch of directories and to journalists and email addresses and stuff like that. I connected with you guys over Twitter and I've been talking to you ever since. And yeah, just happy to be on the podcast and talking about what I do.
Incredible. Insta is actually, we used it. And that's how I found out about it, and I found about you more. And I think it's a great idea. How did it come about?
Yeah, so Insta was sort of arose from me launching all of the products that I have in the past. So I've been building products and launching websites since I was probably 13, 14. And I always struggled with getting the initial traction and stuff to those sites. I'd use Product Hunt a lot, and I used to use Reddit and all of these other directory websites and just submit them, and I used to spam them quite a lot, which would eventually get me banned on a lot of them. But I continued to use that, and then I decided there'd be a better alternative, so I ended up building out Insta. And with the connections that I had at places like media outlets and all of that sort of stuff, sort of turned it into a service and launched it maybe 4 or 5 months ago on Product Hunt, and yeah, it's been going well. It's chugging along. It's been pretty successful.
So you mentioned launching on Product Hunt. Did you do any preparation, or did you set up any mailing list before that, or announcing it before it was actually operational? How did you know about the launch of the product?
Yeah, so I've launched probably 4 serious projects before Insta. I launched Foundler, which was an online startup weekend platform. And I ran that for about a year before selling it. From there, I then built Startup Button, which was sort of similar to Insta in the way that it was a promotional tool. It was a way that startups could get early traction and users. And I ran that for about half a year as well, and then ended up selling that on. Mm-hmm. And just from those projects, I ended up building a bit of a mailing list and a bit of a following on Twitter. And a few connections here and there in media outlets and press and that sort of stuff. And then I ended up launching Insta on Product Hunt, and we were top of Product Hunt. I think at this point in time, we're about 1,500 upvotes. And it was super successful on Product Hunt. And since then, it's just been organic traffic. I've put it on Twitter. I run discounts every now and then for stuff like Cyber Monday. That's about it.
How many people were involved in the operation? Is it just you? Or?
Yeah, so all of my projects are solely me. Insta is the first project where I've really had to hire for. So it's gone to a point now where I've had to scale. I've recently made the move database-wise to AWS. And I've also just hired 2 more people to help with the submissions. So the thing about Insta is all of the submissions are manual. I didn't want to automate them because I felt like that was cheap. So what happens is as soon as someone submits to us, it gets sent to the couple of people who helped me out. They do submissions for me. We send you back an email with a breakdown of all of the places we submitted and ways that you can continue to grow.
And do you build everything yourself? Maybe share a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I've been building since I was a lot younger. And I started with just basic HTML and a little bit of JavaScript stuff. Worked in WordPress for a little bit, and now I'm pretty experienced in PHP. So I build most of my websites in PHP. So Insta is all built by me. All of my websites are built by me. And Insta is probably the hardest site that I've had to build backend-wise. But I'm slowly coming to grips with a lot of the stuff that I'm using and managing to get it functioning pretty well.
And you're a self-taught programmer. That's how I understand it.
Yeah. Self-taught. All from YouTube and Stack Overflow, that sort of stuff.
It's pretty much our journey as well, because we're still working day jobs while building Dulo, and we are programmers by day.
Right, yeah.
Started a couple of years ago and really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I enjoy getting something to a point where it can make you a profit, but also the learning curve of getting there. I think the fun thing about coding is facing an issue for about 3 hours until you finally figure out that it was a slash or a semicolon or something that was preventing it from working properly.
Yeah. You mentioned starting at a very young age. How did that come about? Because you really, like, it was a really young age, 13, 14 years old. How did you start creating stuff and building stuff at that age?
I've always been a bit of a hustler. I think a lot of people, I've heard a lot of stories about people doing the same thing, but I used to buy stuff and sell it at school for a lot more than I bought it for. And that sort of kicked off my passion for making stuff and wanting to sell stuff online. And I got involved pretty heavily with, I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but jailbreaking and all that sort of stuff for iPhones, and getting into the software of things is really cool. And I worked a bit of a day job for a while at a greengrocer's. And I hated it. I hated working for someone else and just seeing them achieve their dream while I was sort of helping them towards that sort of annoyed me. So I quit that and just ended up building out some stuff and sort of just shot a few things at the wall, and one of them stuck, and that seems to have been into it. So that's kept me out of a day job for a while now, which has been great.
Nice. Well, do you remember what was the first thing that you bought and resale online?
I'd say the first thing that really took off and I ended up selling was called virtualglitter.com. So it was a throwaway domain name that I had. And I ended up building a website. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but back in older versions of Windows, if something had crashed, you could drag the Windows dialog around and you could duplicate it a lot of times and sort of draw on your screen with it.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I built a website that replicated that effect essentially, and launched it on Reddit, and it went viral. I think we made front page of Reddit. This was about two or three years ago.
I think I still use that one.
Yeah, so that went pretty viral. It was pretty big. And then I ended up selling that on Flipper for only a few $100s, but at that point in time, I was pretty excited about it. So sort of sold it when the hype was still there before it ended up dying off. But yeah, that was cool. That was probably my first thing.
Nice. It's a good proof of concept for a young starting hustler.
Yeah. I mean, it did nothing benefit-wise. That there was no real reason for someone to go onto it except enjoyment, and people loved it. So I'd love to build something like that in the future as well, something cool and gimmicky.
Nice. You seem to be quite experienced with Reddit and using the community there to popularize your products. We dive in into that a little bit more, because it's something of interest, but neither me nor Julian are really hard users yet. Can you maybe share a little bit what will be a successful strategy to use on Reddit if you want to make your product popular?
Yeah, for sure. So the best way to launch a product in my eyes is something with a community. That allows people to provide their feedback, and when other people see feedback on a product, it's sort of validation for the reason that they should be using that product. I've never really dabbled in the whole press and media side of things, so I've sort of remained with Reddit and Product Hunt and all that sort of stuff. Product Hunt is sort of my baby. I love it. I love launching stuff on there. It's always fun. And the gamification stuff of trying to get stuff to the top of the list is always enjoyable to try and do and get people to upvote it. But it's all about sort of just having a product that you think people will need or people will enjoy. Running Insta, I get a lot of products come through that sort of don't understand that, and they expect Insta to be able to boost them and get millions of customers overnight, which we can't do. As if you have a good product, then of course it's going to work. But if you don't have a good product, then you can do as many submissions and promotions as you want, but nothing will happen.
And what types of products would you say are most suitable for launching? Is it only like a tech product, considering it's Reddit, or would you say it's, for example,
coming to Insta?
To you guys. So, which types of products have you seen to be successful?
I'd say tech stuff. We handle a lot of tech-related products. We've recently made the branch out into other side of things. So we've recently changed a lot of the slogan and stuff to handling businesses rather than startups. I wanted to appeal to a lot more of a broader audience, which I think we've started to do. But yeah, I think tech products and products that people really need are ones that really go well.
And how do you go about, so besides using Reddit and Product, how do you go about marketing and getting some more eyeballs to Insta itself?
Yeah, so I use a lot of those communities. I also use a mailing list, like I said earlier, which I've built up over the couple of years that I've been building products. I always have a mailing list set up somewhere on the website, or even when, for example, with Insta, when someone submits their website, even if they don't choose a package, the data is captured and we can then send them an email follow up in the next couple of days and say, hey, are you sure you don't want to use Insta? You can come back. Here's a discount code, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So little marketing techniques like that always seem to work well. But yeah, mailing lists and communities are really the only two ways that I use. I haven't really dabbled in a lot of other ways. I am trying out some Reddit advertising at the moment. So that's just some paid advertising, but it's going okay. I don't really see much benefit in it, but I'm willing to put in a few hundred dollars just to see how it impacts me and then decide whether or not I want to use it in the future. But I'd love to reach out to sort of influencer marketing. I've been trying some Instagram marketing as well. That sort of stuff is always interesting to try.
That was going to be my next question, is whether you use Instagram or Facebook types of content around the company to just get more awareness.
Yeah, so I've sort of tried this. I tried it out on my Twitter a while ago. I tweeted publicly about it, but I put $100 into Reddit advertising, Twitter advertising, and Instagram influencer marketing. So from my results that I got back, Reddit was pretty shocking. I didn't really get any click-throughs or anything from that. Twitter was pretty surprising, actually. I think we got a few thousand clicks from that, which was quite good, but not a lot of sales. And influencer marketing seems to have done nothing. So I wouldn't recommend that unless your business really appealed to the audience of the influencer you're reaching out to. I reached out to entrepreneur pages and business pages on Instagram and got them to put us on their story with a swipe up link. But that doesn't seem to have worked that well.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea what type of customers you have at Insta, just in terms of industry?
Just demographic and that sort of stuff?
In terms of is it more tech companies or fashion companies, or just what type of companies are using the tool?
It's a huge spectrum. We've got beauty companies, we've had fashion companies, like nonprofits, all of that sort of stuff. And the demographic of people that are submitting is huge as well. I mean, I can't really put a pinpoint on it, but we've had teenagers submit, we've had people my age submit, we've had like anyone submit. We see a huge range of different startups come through, which is one of the reasons why at the moment I'm trying to broaden the list of places we submit, because I want to appeal to everyone. And at the moment, it's this sort of geared towards the tech side of stuff, and I want to sort of broaden that so anyone feels comfortable submitting and using the service.
You said that the main expertise behind the product is yourself having experience in posting on those platforms, but how do you go on transferring that knowledge to the people that are actually posting?
How are we transferring it to the people that are submitting?
Do you teach them?
Yeah, so when we do submissions, we scrape the people who submitted, we scrape their website for all of the info that we need to prepare a pitch. We then prepare a really well thought out, really nicely crafted pitch, which then goes out to the journalists and the websites that need pitches. And then other websites that we submit to don't need the pitch, we can just submit straight away. So we just do that. And the way we sort of benefit there is if someone's interested, they can reach out to us and we can talk to them further about their business and ask them about that. But it's all down to their business and how they perform.
The platforms where you submit those companies who apply through Insta, how do you build the relationship or establish the relationship with them if there is no automated process?
Yeah, so we reached out initially to a lot of, sorry, I use we colloquially, I mean, as in myself and the people who submit for me. We reached out to those directories and the admins of those directories and the journalists and before we began this and asked them sort of what they thought about it. And a lot of them wanted to opt out, which we had to replace them with new ones. But a bunch of them were happy just to receive these. And we probably send them around 2 or 3 a day. So we sort of built a relationship over the past couple of months with them just through that. This new update event that I'm working on currently, I want to build out a database for these companies and directories so they can view the startup there rather than having to receive an email every time. We've just slowly built a relationship over the past couple of months of just talking to them and constantly sending them through these pitches.
And traffic-wise, do you so let's say you're submitting for a company, do you see a boost to their website only at launch, or is there some leftover effect after? Because I think looking at our analytics, we submitted a few months ago. But I think we're still seeing some traffic from those subreddits.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons that I wanted to build out Insta is I would always launch a product and I would get that initial boost of traffic and users and registrations and through Product Hunt, for example, and then it would just die off. Product Hunt is actually good for that as I always see new traffic coming from Product Hunt still to this day. It's been about 6 months since I last launched. So that's one of the reasons, rather than just these other services, which put them to directories where they'll be dead in a few days, I wanted to submit to directories where that traffic would constantly keep coming in and it would just be drip-fed slowly across the next couple of months after your submission. So yeah, that's good that you guys are shifting traffic. That's what I'm expecting.
Regarding Product Hunt in particular, I'm curious, what type of products do you think are the ones that are indexing the best on Product Hunt?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think again, that's a bit of a broad spectrum. I'm seeing a lot of different products cropping up nowadays. I think last year, Product Hunt, there was a lot of gag companies and gag ideas popped up. So Ship Your Enemy's Glitter was a good example of this. This was a website that launched, I think, early last year or the year before. And it was sending your like enemies and stuff a bag of Twitter, essentially. It was like a Twitter bomb. And I think after that point, a lot of people sort of tried to piggyback that hype and build companies and businesses like that. So last year we saw a lot of those I'm trying to think of the word to describe it, one-shot businesses that would just launch and then die within a few days. But I think now I'm starting to see a lot more interesting businesses and interesting ideas pop up. Today, for example, Robinhood just released their cryptocurrency. That's another thing I'm seeing a lot of on Product Hunt is cryptocurrency projects. But Robinhood just released their cryptocurrency ability, so you can now buy crypto on Robinhood, which is really cool.
What are the future plans and how do you plan on developing Insta further in the next couple of months?
I think future plans for Insta is quality. I want to improve the quality greatly of the places and the stuff that we're submitting. I'm working on that right now there was a little bit of a breakdown between myself and the submission people who work with me. So I've had to sort of address that over the past couple of days. And right now I'm just working on getting everything automated and quick. I want, as soon as you submit, within a few days, your submissions are complete, which I think is realistic, and I think I can get that done. But I want to build Insta into a far more powerful tool. For example, I'm adding referrals now, where marketing agencies can refer their customers to us in return for a small percentage of that sale. And I'm adding other stuff, like the status page at the moment is quite basic. I want to improve that status page where customers can keep track of every submission and they can view it and all of the account details. So a lot of improvements are coming over the next couple of weeks, so keep an eye out for that.
Are you replacing the manual submission process then by automating it?
No, that's always going to remain manual. That's one thing that I'm keeping the same is the manual stuff. I never want to switch to automated as I feel like that's sort of cheap. And with an automatic submission, you can't really get the you can't get the quality of something that's done manually.
And is there a plan of building a big team? Because I can imagine it's pretty labor intensive. Is there a scaling challenge maybe?
Yeah, so I recently just made the switch to AWS for most of my server stuff. And by server stuff, I mean database-wise. We received hundreds of submissions within a few weeks. And I needed a way to cope with those submissions and payments, especially. I needed them to be automatically added to a spreadsheet for my people to see. So scaling-wise, I'm working on that now. That's exactly what I'm trying to build out and get into a position where I can sort of leave it and leave it on autopilot for a while.
All right. Well, we want to be respectful of your time, as we mentioned in the beginning. Can you maybe leave a couple of notes where people can find out more about you, Insta, links, handles, anything you want to share with our audience that we're going to further pass along as well?
Sure. Yeah, so you can check out Insta at HTTP, just insta.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Haydlin. And yeah, that's about it really. I don't think I use many other social medias.
Nice try. Thanks. Well, thanks a lot. Keep in touch and hopefully talk to you in the future as well.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you enjoyed it and found it valuable, we would appreciate your support by liking, rating, subscribing to the Early Days podcast. You can find us everywhere on iTunes, on Stitcher, Overcast, SoundCloud. Just search for Dulo Podcast. This program is produced and hosted by Dulo. That's me and Julian. We started making non-iron dress shirts from performance fabrics because we wanted to solve our own problem. If you want to learn more, head over to weardulo.com, that's weardulo.com, and take a look at our products. There's also a lot about our story and the journey of building the business. Thank you so much. Until next time, bye-bye.